Al Jazeera Podcasts.
In the occupied West Bank, Israel has announced a decision to seize 64,000 square meters of land to establish an illegal industrial settlement. The plan will displace some 8,000 Palestinians in northern Hebron. Israel has been expanding its illegal settlements across the occupied West Bank since launching its war on Gaza. At least two Hezbollah fighters and a third person have been killed in an Israeli air raid in southern Lebanon. That's as media reports indicate the Israeli army fired what are believed to be incendiary munitions in Lebanon. The weapons contain chemicals that are capable of burning through skin and disintegrating tissue. Rights groups have previously documented Israel's use of white phosphorus in the south of Lebanon. Its use in civilian areas is considered illegal. Well, there's been escalation along the Lebanon-Israel border over the past several days. Hezbollah appears to have started a new phase in its attacks on Israeli forces. The Israeli military says at least 14 of its soldiers were injured, six of them seriously, after an attack on Wednesday. Police in New York have arrested dozens of Columbia University students staging a sit-in protest in support of Palestinians. The students have also been calling on the university to break off ties with Israel. A military helicopter carrying Kenya's defense chief has crashed in Kenya, killing all on board. General Francis Ormondi Ogola was amongst 10 senior officials on that helicopter, part of a mission with other defense force troops in the region. The aircraft went down about 400 kilometers northwest of the capital. There's been a series of kidnappings carried out by armed groups in northern Nigeria since February, and the attacks are on the rise. It's led to locals setting up vigilante groups in an effort to protect themselves.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing whether a gathering of Somalia's federal leaders could pave the way for an end to divisions. The country has been unstable for more than 30 years. So how challenging is the path to Somali unity? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.